Alabama and Tennessee's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three here on the Thursday that gets you to the Friday. And we've been really talking about the Trump team just bringing the scunion, man. We've been talking about them bringing like the whole shock and awe campaign, and the libs are on their heels right now. Well, so right now, HHS under RFK wants to go MAHA, Make America Healthy Again. DHS under Kristi Noem wants to go MASA, which is Make America Secure Again. And the DOJ now under the brand spanking new Attorney General Pam Bondi wants to go MASA, Make America Safe Again. All right, well, I'm going to bring somebody on who's got some insider view on this stuff. Jay Towne, been on the show many times. He's a former U.S. attorney appointed under the previous Trump administration. He's also a former Marine, a JAG officer, degrees from Notre Dame and Seton Hall, and he's on the phone like right now. Jay Towne, how are you doing?
Like right now. How are you, Phil?
I'm good, man. Glad to have you on. Thanks for making time for us.
Of course. Thanks for having me on. It's important right now that people are getting the kind of information you're willing to provide them about what's happening in Washington right now, because if you're watching legacy media to get information about what's happening inside any of the departments that you just named or any of the 17 that you didn't, you're going to be misinformed.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we're also going to find out, too, that part of the misinformation was because USAID was funding them, and that's all that. Hey, listen, it's every day, man. Hey, let me ask you something. Former U.S. attorney, I mean, you saw the inside tracks at DOJ. You've worked with the attorney generals in the past. Pam Bondi, I'm assuming you've had a chance to meet her at some point, but your thoughts on where this is headed and what is she going to accomplish? What are you expecting?
Well, she's eminently qualified.
Yeah.
And she's a very nice person. Todd Blanchard is going to be the deputy AG. Also eminently qualified. Todd was the president's defense counsel in the Manhattan case and a number of the other cases, the Jack Smith cases as well.
Yeah.
Very competent guy, 10 years at SDNY in the U.S. Attorney's Office there. This really is a different, you know, one of the things that I think is so important about this DOJ is that a lot of the people that are taking on big roles aren't coming up through the ranks necessarily, right? They have a fresh perspective on, you know, what the matrix should be, what the metrics should be, like what does success look like? And, you know, I think that it's been a really big ship moving very slowly, and success was just what we did last year, maybe plus one. And that is not at all what I think General Bondi is looking for, or Deputy AG Blanche. And when Cash Patel gets into the bureau, I think, you know, what we're hearing as far as, for instance, let me give you a great for instance of the misinformation that we've all heard, Phil. So we all on Friday night there, you know, the media, the apoplectic nature of the talking heads about this memo that went from acting DAG Emil Bove over to the FBI saying, I need the names of everybody in the Bureau that worked on a January 6th case. That's all he said. That's all he asked for or demanded. And then the response back was, you know, we're under siege, right? And this is the retaliation. Everybody's getting, well, nobody suggested anybody was going to be terminated. It was just going to be a personnel review one by one. Okay, fine. But you know what led to that nobody's reporting is that Bove really just asked for about a dozen, the names of about a dozen people that worked on just a couple of cases. Driscoll, who was the acting FBI director, refused to give it to him.
Oh, wow.
Said, all right, I want all of them then.
Wow.
Right? And the I want all of them memo got leaked to the media, not by Brian Driscoll, but by somebody else, and, you know, it was forwarded around very quickly, I'm sure. And we're all going to, you know, 5,000 FBI agents out of, there's only 7,000 FBI agents in the 33,000 strong FBI. The rest are analysts, administrators, stuff like that. So, my goodness, this is, now we're putting national security at risk just because Trump hates the people that prosecuted the J6. Not at all what was going on. And so that kind of, the very irresponsible reporting is going to continue. Everything these folks do, you know, that they remove somebody from their home. You know, it's not their home. You know, they're in government housing, first of all, and two, they're an illegal immigrant. There's a sheriff up in New York that said it's not against the law to be in this country illegally. He said that out loud, Phil. Like, yeah. Can you imagine those words? I don't even know how to even justify it. And he cited some Supreme Court case, Arizona versus United States, which was a state law that was analyzed there that made it a state crime to be in Arizona as an illegal immigrant. And, you know, immigration and naturalization is strictly a federal province, and federalism prevailed there. And that's why that case was decided the way it was. Had nothing to do with just the sort of the legal sentiment that being in this country illegally is not against the law. So there's a lot of folks out there playing lawyer, a lot of folks out there playing tough guy. But I admire what this Department of Justice is doing. You know, one of the other things they're looking at is the prosecutors that prosecuted the J6 defendants, right? I need to know who they are.
Right.
That's all they've asked for thus far. Nobody's really been fired yet except for the Jack Smith team, which, what did they expect? Do those people really expect to stick around?
They're going to get a raise and promotions and corner offices.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I've been in charge of the criminal division now. You know, I mean, whatever. No, you guys moved your chips all in, and the guy drew an inside straight flush and won. You lost. Get the hell out of here. So but what they're doing with the J6 prosecutors at the Washington D.C. U.S. Attorney's office is saying, okay, I just need to know who these people are, and they're going to look at, you know, their acumen, how long they've been there, whether or not they're really just, you know, in their sort of 2-year probationary period or whatever. But also keep in mind there are 1,500 J6 prosecutions roughly.
Yeah.
450 of them were overturned on appeal. 1 out of 3, right? I mean, is there ever been a level of incompetence at that staggering rate before? Well, it'd be irresponsible for them to say, you know what, you prosecuted 30 cases. Sure, 10 of them got overturned, but you're still really good at your job. I prosecuted maybe, and this isn't me being immodest, but somewhere north of 10,000 defendants in my career. I've never had a case overturned on appeal. It's very rare. It's hard to have that happen. Unless you're just bad at your job.
Okay, so let me ask you then. Let me jump in and ask you this.
Sure.
So that being said, the Chicken Littles that are out there wringing their hands and screaming that the sky is falling and that we're about to have persecution in the ranks and everybody's going to lose their job, I'm of the mind that some do need to lose it. There needs to be some culling of the herd here. And do you believe that we're going to see some downsizing, some deep staters, some bureaucrats saying being sent to the House?
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, they're incentivizing it in like 10 different ways, right? One is the 8-month buyout. The other is just sort of the, you know, your time might be coming. You might want to sharpen up your resume and start getting some work somewhere else. And they sort of self-deport out of government. And then three is just, you can't be here anymore. Go ahead and sue me. Go ahead. And we'll conduct discovery about how you bored your neighbors for 3 years, telling them how awful the orange man was, and how you can't wait to see him and all of his cult in prison. Because you know what we get when you sue us is we get discovery.
That's right.
That's not just your government emails. That's the neighbors that you bored. Yeah, they're going to get knocks on their doors by the Department of Justice, who's defending the lawsuit, You know, and that's going to be 3 years from now when you resolve that, your government career is over anyway. So they're doing it the right way. It's not just the downsizing of government, but if they need to start taking these positions, in my view, Phil, and the FBI here in Huntsville is a great example. You got 10,000, maybe more, FBI employees in the Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia region. There's no reason for that.
Yeah.
Why aren't they? Because what happens is if they called up you and said, hey, Phil, I want you to be the director of the FBI, or I want you to be the executive assistant director over counterintelligence or criminal or whatever. Well, guess what? You got to move your 13-year-old kid and your wife and say goodbye to all your friends and move up to Washington, D.C., where it's three times as expensive. You're going to take probably a pay cut, right? it to do it. And it's just it's a ridiculous decision to make, no matter how much sense of duty you and I have. Well, you start putting those positions out in the field where you can fill those positions with somebody from, you know, Chicago or St. Louis or Huntsville or Dallas, Texas or whatever, because that's where that headquarter position is now, and the staff around it. Well, now you got people in the Bureau that don't think like people that live in Maryland and Washington, D.C., in Northern Virginia, right? Deep blue areas. You start getting a, sort of a reflection of America working inside of the FBI. And you have the best people doing it as opposed to the best that are available from Baltimore.
So
that's just a bad idea.
So with about a minute and a half left here, do you foresee, though, that there's going to be – is Pam Bondi expressed interest in the idea of sort of disseminating the workforce of the DOJ out into the field more?
Yes, I think – on the main justice side, the prosecution side, the way they would do that is they would – when there's people departing from the main justice, you know, from the RFK building,
yeah.
They take that FTE slot, that personnel slot, and they push it out so that the field can have another AUSA somewhere. And they can – because that's where crimes are prosecuted.
Right.
Nobody in that RFK building is prosecuting anybody.
Right.
And for the Bureau, it's to, you know, maybe – chop up those silos and ship them out to the field so that you got more people in regions that are at a headquarters level. There's no reason to meet around a wooden table in 2025 if you're in a big agency like the Bureau. And so I think that you'll see both of those things happen to some degree in the next 4 years.
Well, big doings, man. I mean, I can't wait just to watch this. I mean, every single one of these appointments has been opening doors for things, including DOGE, which is not even an appointment. It's just like a czar almost for expenditures. But
so good.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, it's like a target-rich environment for a radio show like mine, I can just tell you. But listen, man, we appreciate you. We want to keep you on the short leash so we can call you back in and get some more info as you hear it and see it. But in the meantime, thanks so much for your time today.
Semper Fi, anytime.
All right, thanks. We'll see you, Jay. Take care.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that was a lot, and that was and it's interesting. I think we are going to see. I agree with Jay. I think we are going to see an effort to try and push the workforce away from the ivory tower and out into the field for the FBI, the DOJ. I think that's going to have to happen. I think it needs to happen. I think it's not only good for the workforce. I think it's good for the American people. And then at the same time, I do agree. I think we're going to see them stop, you know, just looking aside when things like that sheriff in New York decides, I just don't feel like, you know, that's very illegal being here illegally. I'm sorry. Guess what? We're coming to your house. And then all these Jan 6 people that investigate it, let them sue. There's not going to be a massive witch hunt persecution. But you know what? If they do find things, and they should look, if they do find things that were untoward, unprofessional, or unseemly, if they were a prosecutor who had a 1/3, you know, reversal rate, my gosh, that's epic bad. Then they do need to go. They just do. And I love how he said, and guess what? We'll do discovery and come knock on the door, and all the neighbors you've been boring for years about what you're going to do to the orange man, we'll find out what they had to say. Very interesting stuff. I love it. We're going to talk about it more when we get back. We're going to take a break right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.